Hello, I'm Enish Joshi, the voice of TBI Hope and Inspiration. TBI Hope and Inspiration is an online resource designed to help people find information about traumatic brain injuries, better known as TBIs. For those suffering from a TBI, it is difficult to manage tasks for long durations such as speaking, reading, or simply listening. TBI sufferers are often more sensitive to light and sound along with many other ailments caused by their injury. Please share this story with friends and family members to help create awareness and show your support of those who suffer from a TBI. Visit us at tbihopeandinspiration.com for more information. A Matter of Pride by Deborah Gorman. At first glance, I didn't think I could bear it since it was the most difficult thing I ever had to accept. Having so recently achieved some personal and career goals, I didn't know how to be so different. I went from, by my outward appearance, being together and successful to being disabled in the blink of an eye. My brain hemorrhage, an inoperable brainstem cavernous angioma plus a stroke, happened nearly 5 years ago. It has been quite a journey and I have come a long way. In fact, I'm amazed when I look back over the last 5 years. I worked very hard for improvement that didn't come. I struggled mightily to accept my new reality. I couldn't imagine a life of not normal. I was heartbroken for a long time. Strangely, I have discovered this new normal to be a gift of sorts. It has stretched me and taught me things I might never have known about myself. For example, I'm a person of courage. I don't think I knew that before. I certainly hadn't been tested to this degree. Everyone suffers in this life. Allowing that suffering to mold and shape us into a person with greater compassion, vulnerability, and wisdom is a choice, one that can make all the difference. This white, middle-class woman has now had an inside look at being a minority, and I am humbled. I never dreamed this would be my life. Once, my neurosurgeon talked to my husband as if I were not in the room. I have been ignored in public places and glanced away from. Mostly people stare. I imagine they are thinking, what's wrong with her? Is she drunk? Is she mentally retarded? What's her deal? I have also seen the best of humanity. People sometimes go out of their way to help me and not in a condescending way. Those people are often acquainted with disability or pain in some personal way. They have empathy. They do not back away due to their own discomfort. They move toward me, engage me, and ask how they might support me. I appreciate those people. I find I have more confidence than ever before, which doesn't make sense of on the face of it. I have always had my share of insecurities. I believe that there are no accidents in life. To me, that means God cares about me so much that He allowed my circumstances knowing I would become better acquainted with Him and His grace. Although my pride took a terrific hit, when disabled, became a new label. I know that pride is a trait to subjugate. I am not my disability, but neither was I my career success. I am a child of God, created in His image. He doesn't love me any greater than He loves someone else, but He loves me a lot. He gives me value and significance. That is why I try to embrace. The challenges put in my path are meant to help me become a better representative of His love. It has not been an easy process. When I received a handicap parking tag soon after my brain injury, I refused to use it. I would rather navigate long and difficult terrain on foot and succumb to an admission of handicapped. It only took my one Midwest January to get over all that bit of pride. I had often imagined myself as an elderly woman. A brain hemorrhage was never a part of the plan. I saw myself in my 70s and 80s as a feisty old lady who still backpacked and spent an abundant amount of time in nature. I was strong and wiry, doing things that old ladies probably shouldn't do. These days, my husband and I try to find and capitalize on the activities we still can enjoy together. I have always been independent. That can-do attitude has served me well. I look for deeper meaning in life circumstances and endeavor to be taught and positively changed by the challenges set before me. It strengthens me physically and mentally to do for myself as much as possible, even if doing so looks nothing like it would have in the past. It usually takes twice as long and half as good. I don't think people always understand I'm physically, not mentally, compromised. As a nurse, I have been given immediate responsibility and authority. I mourned and had to overcome my feelings of resentment when I wasn't trusted with simple things in my present state. It's that pride thing again. My husband and I had been married only 6 wonderful years when I had this devastating brain hemorrhage. I'm sure this journey hasn't been easy for him, but that's his story, and I'll let him tell it when he's ready.